Welcome, everyone, to Ask the Pastor. I am your host, Blake Gideon, Senior Pastor of Edmonds First Baptist Church. Let me just address a couple of things before we get started into today's Ask the Pastor answering question. Some of you have sent in your questions a couple of times, and then I talked to one of you this week in person, and some of you are wondering whether or not we get your questions. The reality is yes, we get your questions, but we get a lot of questions. So just because you send them in one week doesn't mean they're going to get answered that week. We get so many that we have to prioritize them, first come, first serve. So it may take a couple of weeks for your specific question to get answered. But we do want you to hang with us, and we do want to encourage you to keep sending in your questions. For example, I had someone at church Sunday ask me about this question that they had sent in and was wondering why I had not answered it yet. Well, it's because it fell on today rather than when they first sent it in. But the person asked, I recently read a book by Bill Brown called Let's Make America Good Again, in which he says we need to get back to God. His last few chapters do describe how we could do this through the Bible. Will you tell me what you think of this book? Yes, and this is the book that he is referring to. It's entitled Let's Make America Good Again by Bill Brown, One Nation Under God. And Bill, as it says here, he is a former FBI special agent, but he's also a member of Edmonds First Baptist Church, so I'm blessed to be Bill's pastor. Bill brought me this book some time ago, and it took me a little bit of time, but I did read through the book, and I thoroughly enjoy the book. I learned a lot about American history, about what went on during the Vietnam War. He also brings about the drift that we're seeing in the American culture, the divides along racial lines, ethnic lines, political lines, gender, etc. This move from a Judeo-Christian understanding of the world to more of a socialistic idea. And so he pulls no punches. He speaks right to the point. He presents the gospel clearly throughout his book. And so I'm very appreciative of Bill Brown and for his book, Let's Make America Good Again. I do think he offers some very helpful information in the back, the last few chapters, as you said, encouraging advice for Christians and how they can get involved and help correct this negative course that we're on. So thank you for asking about the book. I've read it. I probably will read it again. It's a tremendous blessing. So thank you for your question. Second question for today is, my 15-year-old grandson and I were discussing Revelation 21:8. And wondered about those who have committed suicide. Does the Bible address suicide? Okay, let me read the passage that they were talking to. First of all, sorry, my eye's itching. We've been out on the streets all day today. Every Thursday, we do street ministry Thursdays, where I lead a team and we go to the abortion clinic, the abortion mill. It's not a clinic, it's a mill where babies are murdered. And we preach the gospel and we plead with women to save their babies and not kill their babies. We plead with men to rescue their babies and not carry them off to the slaughter. We preach the gospel, and then we leave from there and we go out into the streets of Oklahoma City and we work among the homeless, sharing Christ, providing for their needs, giving out food, and the love of Christ. And so I just came in from doing that. I've got something in my eye, and so my eye is itching. But she said that she and her 15-year-old grandson were discussing Revelation 21, verse 8, and then the topic of suicide came up. So let me look at Revelation 21, 8 right quick. And it says this, but for the cowardly and unbelieving and abominable and murderers and immoral persons, sorcerers and idolaters and all liars, their part will be in the lake that burns with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Well, which I think that's a question. It's a great question. What about those who commit suicide? First of all, does the Bible come out and directly talk about suicide? Well, yes and no. It doesn't talk about taking one's own life, but it presents taking one's own life in a negative fashion. For example, Judas committed suicide. He went out and hung himself. And so the Bible presents suicide as something very, very negative and not of God. And to take one's life is to kill oneself. And so God would never condone that. But I don't believe that suicide is the unpardonable sin. I don't think that if you commit suicide, you're automatically going to hell. Now, let's talk about this. This is a very sensitive subject. I'm sure there'll be people watching this podcast who have had members who have killed themselves. And so realize I'm going to be straight and to the point. I'm not going to shy away from the question, but I want to be very compassionate as well. I don't think it's normal for Christians to commit suicide. Okay, I don't. I don't think that we should ever get to the point where we think that's just a part of Christianity, that it's normal for Christians to kill themselves. I don't think it's normal. I don't think it's something that has really reflected the character of the church throughout the church age. I don't think it reflects the character of Christ, of course. And so I would not want my kids to ever think that God approves suicide, He's okay with suicide, suicide is an option. It's normal for Christians to commit suicide. I would never want my own children to believe that. I want them to know that followers of Christ are not to commit suicide. It's not a normal thing. It's an abnormal thing. And it reflects the kingdom of darkness and not the kingdom of light. So let me be very clear about that. But is it possible for someone who is saved to commit suicide? I think if you believe that, if you believe in the demonic, then I think you have to believe that suicide is possible even for a Christian. The reality is that Satan can oppress. He oppresses so hard people. He seeks to kill, steal, and destroy. And just because you become a Christian does not mean that he stops trying to oppress you. Oppress. Okay, not impress, but oppress you. The reality is I believe that so many of us, we open ourselves up to the demonic all the time. I mean, if you're, for example, if you're constantly watching pornography, then you're opening yourself up to the demonic. If you are meddling or if you are experimenting with some type of drug, then you're opening yourself up to the demonic. So I believe that Christians can lose sight of who they are in Christ. I believe that they can open themselves up to the demonic, lose sight of who they are in Jesus, and sometimes make a very tragic decision like taking their own life. I do believe it's possible for a Christian to commit suicide. However, it's not normal, and it should never be treated as normal. Okay? And so the only example we have of suicide in the Bible is, that I can think of right now, there may be more, but Judas, and it's painted in a very negative light. You get into this whole issue of mental illness and so forth, and you know, I've dealt with mental illness before in these podcasts. It's something I try to stay away from because I'm not trained in that field. I do believe that mental illness is true. I do not think that all things that are labeled mental illness are mental illness, though. I think some things are just sin and people need to repent. However, I do think there's some things that are mental illness, and if that's the case, people need to go seek help, all right? Thank you for your question. Perhaps there's somebody watching this who has contemplated suicide or is contemplating suicide. Let me just say to you, there's hope in Christ. Realize that suicide is an eternal solution to a temporary problem. Whatever it is you're going through in life right now will pass. Christ is your answer. Christ is your hope. You cling to Christ. And if there's something that we can do here to help you, then please reach out to Edmonds First Baptist Church. Reach out to me personally, and we'd be more than happy to sit down and talk with you and perhaps get you some help. All right. The third question that I have for today are questions about heaven. The person asked, how old are you in heaven? I really don't know how old we'll be in heaven. The Bible doesn't tell us what age we'll be. You know, we have examples of people who are in heaven. We have an example at the Mount of Transfiguration of Moses and Elijah, and people knew who they were. So obviously they were of some type of an adult age. Here's one of the things I try to practice is when the Bible is silent on an issue, I remain silent on that issue. Okay. And so the Bible doesn't tell us how old we'll be in heaven. And so we can only assume at best. I'm probably not going to give you an answer that will satisfy you because the Bible doesn't really specify what age will be. Is cremation biblical? Well, the answer is no, it's not biblical. Matter of fact, cremation finds its origin in paganism. It's the pagans who would burn the dead and scatter their ashes. We still see this practice in Hinduism and other things like that. So the question is cremation biblical? The biblical picture of burial is burying the person in the ground, or in Jesus' day in the sepulcher. And so that's the biblical picture of baptism, being buried and risen from the dead. However, we do know that people, I don't think cremation will send you to hell. I don't think that cremation will prevent your future resurrection, because even those who are burned in fire, even those who are cremated unwantingly, for example, if they died in a house fire or something, God is still going to raise their bodies up from the ashes wherever they may be. So your question is cremation biblical? No. Will it keep you out of heaven? No. Will it hinder your bodily resurrection in the future? No. Okay. When people want to get cremated and they don't ask my opinion, usually I don't give it. They usually have their mind made up. But if somebody asks me what I think about cremation, I usually tell them that it finds its root in pagan origin. It's not really the biblical picture. However, you got to deal with God about that. And if that's what you choose to do, then it's not going to prevent your resurrection in the future. Okay. All right. Last question is, will my dog be in heaven? Will my dog be in heaven? Well, that's a question that, people like to ask. We love our pets and we like the idea of thinking that, you know, our pets will be with us in heaven. For many people, their pets are like their children. I get that. But I cannot sit here and tell you, I know, just hear me out. I cannot sit here and tell you that your little Yorkie, whatever her name is, Cutie Pie, that your little Yorkie Cutie Pie is going to be in heaven. I can't sit here and tell you that. I do believe there'll be animals in heaven, but your specific little Yorkie Cutie Pie, I can't say that she is in heaven. I like to believe that she would be. We have a schnauzer by the name of Cy. When Cy dies one day, I'm not going to sit here and tell myself that I'm going to see Cy in heaven. I don't know that. You know, is it possible for God to do something like that? Yes. But pets is not the emphasis of heaven. Jesus is the emphasis of heaven. And we're not going to care about anything but Jesus once we get there. All right. So whatever God does, that's his choice. But you're not going to be disappointed. All right. So thank you for your questions today. God bless you. May you continue to send them in.